from the U.S. 23 Senate Republicans break with Donald Trump over massive budget deal by Ramsey Touchberry. Eliminating the possibility of defaulting on the nation's debt and having another government shutdown come October, the Senate passed a hefty bipartisan two-year budget agreement on Thursday, despite nearly two dozen Republicans going against the deal that is supported by President Trump and voting against it. 23 GOP senators did not vote for the budget, coupled with five Democrats who also voted against it. The measure was passed 67-28, a deal that was hashed out by House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin. The $2.7 trillion agreement would fund the government and raise the debt ceiling for the next 2 years. Trump has given his blessing and has promised to sign the deal, prodding Senate Republicans one last time Thursday morning to support the deal. Budget deal is phenomenal for our great military, our vets, and jobs. Jobs, jobs, Trump tweeted just prior to the vote. Two-year deal gets us past the election. Go for it, Republicans. There's always plenty of time to cut. But the GOP defectors have blasted the budget for adding $320 billion to current spending levels, a figure that contradicts their years of harping against deficits and debts. There was concern in recent weeks over the lack of GOP support, a vote without at least half of their conference supporting the Trump-backed deal would have looked bad on Republican leadership and could have drawn the ire of the president. Only about a third of House Republicans voted for the budget agreement last week, while a majority of Democrats supported it.